This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgit. The riding of Long Range Mountains covers an area from Channel Port of Basque and Burgio in the south to St. Anthony and Lansing Meadows in the north. Last night, five candidates from the Liberal, NDP, PC, PPC, and one independent threw their hats in the ring to find out who will be part of Canada's next government. Progressive Conservative candidate Carol Anstey had been on the campaign trail for about 4 years. In her victory speech, Anstey started with a message for the people of the riding.
First, let me begin by saying thank you from the bottom of my heart to the people of the Long Range Mountains. You've put your trust in me and in our message of hope. And just as we all tirelessly worked for this win, I will also work hard every single day to earn and keep that trust.
Anstey has four children and would like to see them have the opportunity to live, work, and raise a family in Newfoundland Labrador. She had a special message for her husband.
To my amazing husband, thank you for being my rock. You stood by me through every step of this journey. You encouraged me. You campaigned alongside of me. You raised funds, hammered in signs. And when things came against me, you defended me. You took on the responsibility of our family so I could do this. And when I needed confidence, when I needed to be picked up in the midst of the tough moments, you were always there. But most importantly, you never stopped believing in me. And I'm here tonight because of that belief. I love you.
Anstey also had a message for her four children.
You've given so much of yourselves to this journey. You stepped up, you pitched in, and you also campaigned right alongside of me. You gave up time with your friends, your routines, and your own comfort to help make this happen. And I know it hasn't always been easy, but your love and support has carried me through. I am so proud of you, and this victory belongs to you too.
Yeah. Anstey not only won last night, but she made history.
Tonight we didn't just win, we made history. And I am deeply honored to be the first Conservative woman ever elected to serve in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Anstey defeated Liberal candidate and former NTV News reporter Don Bradshaw, who dropped into the Bay FM studio for a chat with Lenny Benoit. Bradshaw says a good thing about living in Canada is we get to experience elections.
At the end of the day, we total it all up, and majority wins. So we've asked the people of Long Range Mountains who they wanted as their representative in Ottawa, and they chose Carol Anstey, and that's great. I congratulate Carol for her victory this evening, but we have to respect the outcome. We this is not something that's debatable or not up for discussion. I've been saying throughout the campaign that win, lose, or draw, we have to take the outcome, and this is the outcome tonight, so we have to accept it and move on.
Bradshaw says he felt compelled to run in this election.
I did this because I saw the direction that the country was heading in with Pierre Poilievre as a Conservative leader, and his, what I call a lack of vision for the country, was something that really scared me. And as somebody who was sitting back on the sidelines telling stories for the last 36 years, it got to a point where it just became a little too much to just watch and tell those stories. And I thought I needed to do a little more. So the opportunity came along, and I decided to step up and give it a shot and see if we can push back a little bit.
Last night, the Liberals won enough seats across the country to form a minority government. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgit.